Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The other conversation that we need to have is about flights. They are becoming incredibly, incredibly expensive. And I guess there are a host of reasons for that. Dr. Guy Leach is a publisher and editor of the SA Flyer magazine. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm very well. Nice to be with you guys.
Nice to chat to you. So it's, I guess, no surprise when you have some of our service providers, the airlines exiting the market, when we have all this, the fuel increases, what can we expect to be happening?
Yeah, well, I think that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And this is the, you know, everyone used to talk about the new normal after COVID, but this is the new normal. The reality is that we're never going to see prices as we had in sort of 2018, 2019, where if you booked far enough in advance, you could get about a 700 Rand ticket from Joburg to Cape Town. I think those days are thoroughly gone unless we really do see a return to even lower fuel prices than they were before. But the thing is, as you pointed out in the intro, that fuel prices have gone up from $40 a barrel to $140 a barrel. And fuel is the single biggest cost that airlines face. A well-run airline should be spending a third of all its expenses on fuel. So you can imagine what a massive knock-on that is. What fortunately, the South African market, or unfortunately, if you like, but it's the market. The South African market is very much a free market, and the forces of the free market will allow it to establish an equilibrium between supply and demand. So although with the loss of Comair has meant the loss of 40% of the available seats to the market, with these new high prices will and other things like a big reduction in business class travel because people are doing Zoom calls and so on, will mean that a new demand will be found sort of roughly at about sort of 25-30% lower than the previous levels of demand.
And this obviously is just going to be something we have to ride because there's completely unpredictable elements to it, surely.
I think that a lot of industry experts would contest your saying that they were unpredictable. Oh. I think Comair was looking very vulnerable even before COVID, so it didn't have the balance sheet necessary or the state support necessary to get it through the COVID pandemic. A lot of people would say its demise was ultimately inevitable. And obviously, I think that the Ukraine war was the big black swan event that made pushed up fuel prices. That was the big unpredictable element. Where we go to from here, as you say, very hard to predict. But I suspect that we're not going to see much further bigger increases in fuel price. We will see a reduction in demand in what is called, what you can describe as discretionary flying, you know, to what I could say, to going to visit granny for her birthday will simply become too expensive for a lot of people, or else they'll drive or take the bus or who knows what other means. So demand will fall off and it'll find a new normal, and that new normal will probably be around 2 to 3 times the prices that we're used to.
Right, and but then hopefully that's really where it'll stay until maybe a new entrant into the market, maybe prices come down, etc.
I'm not expecting yet another entrant into the market. The South African market has always been incredibly tightly competitive, with very high capital entry costs and very thin margins because of the free market competition. But we've seen a massive ramp up in capacity from the remaining carriers, particularly FlySaf Air, which is getting another 4 new aircraft this year, another one scheduled for January. Big increase in capacity coming there, and Lyft is doing its best to increase its capacity. The capacity, and of course the regional carriers Aer Link and Semair have also moved into the domestic market. So with all of those things happening together, and by the way, a long shot is that Mango will get back into the market. All of that will, I think, help to reduce the massive over demand and under supply situation we currently face, and help bring down prices.
And, that is something we're going to have to keep a very close eye on. It is 8:29. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. That was a conversation with Dr. Guy Leach, publisher and editor of the SA Flyer magazine, Why Flights Are So Expensive.